Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning labor costs and where we might be headed in the future. You know, as you read reports from around the United States, other states are looking at different ways to implement laws that would dictate at what point do we start paying overtime after so many hours each week and how that would impact agriculture. In agriculture, we typically look at work weeks that are anywhere from about 50 to 70 hours per worker per employee. So here in Kansas, it would affect our labor cost. So how are you going to react to that as a dairy farmer? Well, I would encourage you to, number one, be proactive. Make sure you're treating all your employees fairly. And if we're not implementing some sort of overtime pay at the present, might be something we might want to think about as managers and owners in the future. Obviously, if we increase wages, we somehow have to find efficiencies around the dairy. Are there things that are taking too much time? You know, sometimes it's just some simple things on facility design. Maybe some gates that need to be fixed so it doesn't take quite as much time to move animals back and forth. Or sometimes we need to look at technology. Maybe there are pieces of technology that we need to employ on our dairy that would reduce the number of hours it takes to get certain tasks done. So as you look at labor cost, it's important to make sure that you treat your employees fairly. And in doing that, you need to look for ways to improve on your labor efficiency. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.